Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
In Ephesians 5, verse 16, the verse reads, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Redeeming the time. If you look up the word redeeming in the Greek, what it means is to rescue. Rescue the time. That means you better be cherishing your time. What are you doing with the time? Well, I tell you what, I had a personal event happen this August / September. Very comparable to last year. Last year, I got struck with COVID, ended up in the hospital. Probably was within a threat of death. The Lord delivered me. This a month had another horrible challenge. I get a call from my son. His wife is 9 months pregnant, overdue. The baby is huge. It's in her belly. And she's getting incredible pains, but they aren't labor pains. We go on to find out that he actually ruptured the uterus. Yes, he was actually just swimming inside my daughter-in-law's stomach. Could have grabbed her heart, could have grabbed her lungs at any minute. And by a miracle, they did a cesarean, and they found out she came within 2 to 3 minutes of dying. And actually, the baby was on life support for 29 days. And the baby passed away. So this is what I've been dealing with for the last 6 weeks. Life and death situations. Horrible tragedies that take place. Time. 5 minutes either way. 5 minutes one way, and the baby might have been saved along with my daughter-in-law. 5 minutes the other way, they were both immediately passed on. That's what time is all about. It's the minute you are in. What are you doing with the time that you are in? And of course, it's past me now. The baby passed away about 6 or 7 days ago. It's not that I'm a hard human being. We were by his bedside 29 straight days, praying, kneeling, basically being ridiculed by the doctors. My son was. They wanted him off life support within the first 6 hours, but we wanted to give him a chance. We wanted to pray. And then my son on the 29th day decided to do what he had to do, and the baby peacefully moved on. Horrible situation, tragic situation, but you continue to live. You continue to fight. You continue to love. And that's what life's about. But what I want to talk about is time. How valuable time is. Are you respecting your time? You know, today is the day of salvation. Today is a form of time. You only have one today. It's only 24 hours. But for most of us, it's loaded with a lot of activity. Getting up, showering, shaving, putting our clothes on, going off to work, going off to school, going off to a hobby. I don't care what it is. Driving, whether it be listening to the radio, whatever it is. You are doing something with your time. And as I said, the word redeeming means to rescue. Our time wants to slip by. Our time doesn't want to become anything other than nothing to the devil. He does not want us to use the time for anything good, for anything edifying, for anything admonishing. He wants us to waste our time. Waste our time on things of the world, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, all the things running to and fro. listening to this, listening to that, end of the world this, end of the world that, do this, do that. The fact of the matter is, what's the Lord talk about our time? He refers to our whole life as a vapor. Imagine that. Now, I'm not saying don't get ready. Obviously, the end is near. Give me a break. The end is near. Nature is groaning. We know it in our hearts. We don't have to read the headlines. We can't keep going on with this sin that we're involved in as a country, as a world. We're simmering, people. We're simmering for disaster. In a big hurricane just hit Florida. It was a doozy. And I'm up in Pennsylvania with my other son, but my son down in Florida, thank God. I said, hey, I got a generator over at this house. Hey, I got 30 gallons of gas hid away over in this place. You got your gas, you got your generator, move on with life. If I didn't prep him for that, he'd have no gas, he'd have no generator, he'd have no lights, he'd have no refrigerator. You prepare. No different than buying a winter coat knowing that it's winter. That's it. No different than, you know, buying a snow shovel when you hear the forecast is going to bring you snow. You'd have to be an arrogant person not to prepare for these things called life. And that's what it's all about. But I meditated on my time, you know, because I prayed. I prayed to the Lord about my grandson passing, you know, because it could be the sins of the forefathers. It could be the sins of the father. It could be for God's glory. It could be an attack of Satan. But when it boils down to it, you got to give your own self a self-evaluation, self-exam. You got to study the situation. And I had to ask myself, how am I with my wife? How am I with my children? How am I with my kids? How am I with my employees? How am I with my time? How am I with every situation in my life? How am I with my dress? How am I with my clothes? How am I with my food? Yes, if the Lord knows every sparrow that falls out of the tree, I'm assuming if we're made in the image of God, He likes it when we evaluate our lives in every aspect of them. And I find that people, when they backslide, usually haven't evaluated themselves. And Satan has ate away like a moth, little by little, until their consciences could actually be seared. Yes, and good become good. And next thing you know, a church-going, wonderful woman actually starts living the life of a you-know-what, woman of the night. Could care less about anything. She could be leaving her husband, leaving her children, just totally off the rails. Because you know why? When a little leaven came in, when a little sin came in, she didn't take the time to take it captive. She didn't take the time to meditate on her situation. Yes. Another thing about time, as far as the Lord's time, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday is time past. Today is time now. Forever is forever, including the future. His word does not change, people. Despite the headlines, despite the internet, despite the news, despite what it might be, sin is sin. It hasn't changed with the culture. Sin hasn't changed with society. Sin hasn't changed with the headlines. No, it hasn't. Jesus Christ is the same. That means he doesn't change yesterday, today, and forever. A drunkard's life is usually a mess because he's a drunkard. And drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. An adulterer's life is usually a mess because he's an adulterer. And adulterers will not inherit the kingdom of God. Anxious people, if you want to be a worrywart, you're going to have a lousy life. Why? Because the Lord says, be anxious for nothing. He doesn't care if you've lost all your money in the stock market. He doesn't care about the hurricane. He doesn't care about anything. Ultimately, he's saying, I don't care what test you go through, you better have your eyes on me. And though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Yes. Yes, he knows we have to go through this, but he's not making excuses for us because he's given us his blood on the cross and he's died for us. This is where I found out that I have to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. You know, gang, there's a reason why the gate is narrow. The crowds take the big gate. The crowds take the easy way. The crowds take the logical way. The crowds take the reasonable way. We are not reasonable or logical when it comes to spiritual things. No, faith does not have human reasoning. Actually, a carnal mind, a mind based on what you see, taste, touch, smell, and hear, the carnal mind is actually an enemy of God, and you will never be able to please God with it. Why? Because it's impossible to please God without faith. I prayed for my little grandson to the point I had a headache. I'm not kidding you. I fasted, I prayed for that little boy. My son fasted and prayed. We cried and we prayed and we fasted and we cried. But, you know, for whatever reason, because God's thoughts are higher than mine, whatever it was, the Lord took him. If it was because of my sin, I'll deal with the Lord on the other side and God forgive me. If it's because of my son's sin, he'll deal with him. If it was for God's glory, we'll find out. We don't know everything on this side, gang. There's no formula to it the way a man thinks of a formula. It's not get on the chalkboard and put down 1, 2, 3, 4. This isn't a 10-step AA plan to success, walking in faith. Abraham, it said, was walking to a promised land that he didn't even know anything about. And he didn't even know where he was going. Imagine that. He's going to the promised land not knowing anything about it, walking in faith. Abraham knew that all the world was going to, you know, come through his son Isaac. God had promised him. This is the beloved son. Yet God told him to sacrifice his son. Makes no sense at all. None at all. But what did Abraham do? I can just visualize it. He shrugged his shoulders and said, God, it doesn't make any sense to me. You tell me that all my relatives are going to be like the stars in heaven because of Isaac, and now you're telling me to sacrifice him. Makes absolutely no sense. But I'm willing to go past my human reasoning. This is why I believe Abraham was called a friend of God, because his faith was incredibly tested, and he passed the test. Talk about being a narrow gate. Who on earth would do that to his son? You know, I pray I'm not tested like that. I really do. But this is how it is. Keep your focus on God. Redeem the time. Because the time has to be rescued. It has to be saved. Because it's so valuable. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All time. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. You got a 24-hour cycle. You're sucking wind every 5 seconds. All right. Today is the day of salvation. This is time. So people, don't take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. Cherish the day. Love one another. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.